And the person you swinging at is way over there. Or the situation you dealing with, you know, it had not even manifested. So I sat down and I was thinking before the Lord, and I say, God, talk to me about our position in this battle. And a long time ago, it was probably even the first year that I began here, I taught a message on healing is a legal matter. And you know, anytime you go and eat the word begins to talk to you again. And while I was talking to the Lord about that word and him talking to me, he gave me another word. And when I started eating this word, I just got excited, because one of the things I was thinking about is, what will the people feel, hear, and experience when they understand their position in this fight? Oh, come on, somebody. Tell your neighbor, I got a position in the fight. You know, when you go and buy a property and you go do any, the first thing they ask you is, what's your position? What position you in? Amen. You may not even be in position to start a fight. Well, let's just get real. You may not be in position to even sit down here and talk about buying a house. Come on now. Because so first, before we do all this paperwork, let's find out your position. Are y'all ready tonight? Yeah, we got a position in this battle. Come on, somebody. And once I found out the position, I started getting bolder. And the more I knew about what I was supposed to know, I got more bold, and I started calling names out. Come on, somebody. I'm believing for a manifestation tonight. I'm talking about an outpouring of the Spirit of God tonight. Because one of the first things I thought about was, you know, surely Christmas. But I started off with the gift that was given to us. The gift was a legal gift. Come on. Let me help you. Come on. Stay with me now. Y'all looking at me like we ain't in there. Go to Isaiah chapter 5. We'll look at 53. When you get there, say amen. Are you ready to fight tonight? Watch this now. I'm not fighting to get nothing. I'm fighting from my place of victory. I already possess some stuff. Isaiah chapter 53. We're going into Christmas, y'all. You're going to take this home. You're going to stand in the face of New Year and begin to start putting some stuff in the court of law. Yeah, some stuff, some people, some situations, it has literally been a violation on my life, my finances, my marriage, my mind, my body. Because I got legal rights. Are you in Isaiah chapter 53? Let's stand for the reading of God's holy word. I want to honor everything I know tonight, because I already commanded hell to shut up. I commanded it. I didn't even ask it, because I found out I got some rights up in here. If I can get you to say what I say tonight, I'm telling you, some of us going to walk up out of here delivered and set free. Oh, you better get excited with me, because we got rights. I ain't begging. Oh, boy. Once I knew what's mine, now you got to come on. You just can't take my stuff. Isaiah chapter 53. Are you there? Look at verse 5. And let's read it together. But he was wounded for our transgressions, and he was bruised for our iniquities. And with, by his chastisement of peace was upon him. And we are. Father, we ask you that you would bless the hearers, but most assuredly, God, bless the doers. Anoint our ears and our hearts to receive what you've already said. In Jesus' wonderful name. Amen and amen. Give somebody a high five. Tell them I'm healed. In the name of Jesus. And we're going to find out. See, that healing ain't just talking about my physical. I'm talking about spiritually, mentally, financially, emotionally, and even socially. I'm healed in the name of Jesus. Boy, I got the devil cornered up in here. I got him cornered right here. Now watch this. Now go to 1 Peter. Now you're going to work your Bible tonight, because I got to give you enough text to last over the holiday. And when you stand in front of the new year, you're going to be able to say boldly and with a confidence that the Lord my God has given me a word. Yes. 1 Peter chapter. Are you there? Look at chapter 2. First Peter chapter 2. Let's go to verse 24. I don't even want to mess with 1 through 13 because that'll just take me way off of my course, because it already clarifies who we're talking about. We are a chosen generation. We are a royal priesthood. See, all this happened to me in my salvation. See, when the gift of God was given unto me, which is his son, Jesus Christ, but in packaged in that gift was a bountiful blessings. And see, some of us, I could have really made this one whole message just telling you about the gift. But I didn't want to lose the context of what he told me to do, because in terms of the power of the gift. But I could just give you a roll call of your gift, just the gift itself. See, some of us don't even know what the gift was. We know the name of the gift, Jesus. Jesus. And everybody's shouting, Jesus. But do you know what Jesus meant? Oh, help me right here. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24. I'm getting a little ahead of myself because I'm getting excited. Because when I thought about it, are you there? And look at verse 24. It says, and who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sins should live unto what? The righteousness whose stripes you were healed. Now see, one thing about the salvation of God, this is not just a gift like it was arbitrarily given to us. You can take it or leave it. It was a legal transaction. So the salvation of God legally did something. It wasn't just like the gift is haphazard. It can come or go, or it had no more value, but just I thought about you. See, now we in Christmas, right? So the gifts that we give folks, they work what they're worth. But there's only because I thought about you. If you break the thing or whatever, it's over. But the salvation, the gift of God, was a legal matter. Oh, come on, church. See, this is one of them gifts that it stands in the court of law. The scripture says by the Supreme Court. This is the highest court we go. Come on, somebody. The gift that was given unto us legally changed your life. And it cannot be inverted. You can't take it back. You can't cut it off. It don't break. Come on, somebody. You got the gift of God, his son, Jesus Christ. So you can't null him. That gift will not break. It will not run out. It will not expire. It's not like a payment that you make. See, this is the problem with people with salvation. They think that the salvation plan is like a bill that I get that has installment payments. And if I don't make my installments, then that means that my can be repossessed, can be taken, or is that's not what this is. This was a grace gift. Ain't no payments. You don't have to do nothing to repay the person that gave you this gift. It was by grace through faith and not of yourself. It was a gift from God. So because it's a gift, you don't have to do anything in terms of to pay and recompense for what he gave you. Now, out of love, you obey, but your obedience is not to make him like it or not, receive you or don't. Oh, come on, church. Don't act like we brand new, because you done sinned and fell out of the faith, and he still was your God. He still loved you, so that did not disqualify you from the grace that was given to you. See, we got folks trying to work their love out. I work because I'm thankful and grateful, but my working don't make him love me no more. Oh, is this? Let's just stay with me, stay with me. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24. It says, for who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead in sin should live unto the righteousness by whose stripes you were healed. Whose stripes you were healed. Now go to 1 Peter. Let's go to 1 Peter. I got you there. But watch this. Look a little further in here. Look at verse 25. For you were as sheep going astray, but now returned unto the what? And bishop. See, now, the shepherd and the bishop of our soul. See, the grace of God is that which keeps and protects and covers your soul. The gift of God is what saved you. See, I don't got to get my spirit right. It's my soul that got to get right. So I need a shepherd and a bishop. Something. Shame on the man or woman that don't want nobody to tell them what to do. The preacher that ain't got nobody to give an account for unto. Because, see, I ain't got nobody to watch over my soul. I need a shepherd, the one going to teach me, come on, lead me, guide me. I need a bishop, the one going to whoop me and come on, instruct me and reprove me. But I need to have that over my soul. I'm not that spiritual. I'm not that anointed. I'm not that good that I don't need a shepherd and a bishop. Ministry in my life. Is that all right? See, now watch this. The difference between the verbs that was used here, amen? In the Old Testament, they are healed. Come on, somebody. Because see, Jesus had not came. So they was believing unto a healing. But in the New Testament, we were healed. When Jesus came, them stripes covered us. Today, we're walking in a legal matter. Everything you're believing God for in the will of God is a legal premise. It's not based on my right or wrong. It's based on my rights. Yeah, my daddy will deal with me when I get home, but I got a right to that. I am wrong maybe in some areas because I'm growing in grace. But that wrong don't disqualify me for what's mine. That's mine. We got the wrong people overseeing us. I'm going to the wrong people to qualify, vindicate who I am. I'm a king's kid. I'm a child of the king. I got an inheritance. Y'all looking at me like we done lost ourselves. Let me just go through this just right quick. Then I'm going to go down to the courtroom because I want to sit in the place and let's go ahead and have this trial. Because some of our lives is on trial today. Some of my lives is on trial. My marriage is on trial. My physical body is on trial. My children. See, I done let the devil take something that ain't even his. I got a legal right to claim my stuff back. And see, the authority and the power don't come until I start speaking in the name. Because it's written is where the authority is. The courtroom don't want to hear your tears. They don't even associate your emotions. They want to know, prove by a reasonable doubt. Do you got any witnesses up in here that this is, oh God, I'm feeling it. But let me, I'm going to give you these texts. You can take them home with you. But the first thing we need to understand, the gift that gave me is my converting. See, I've been converted. I was a sinner, but now I'm a saint. Come on, somebody. See, this is a legal transaction. That's why you can walk in the power of God now. You know, oh, come on, Tipping Woolly. You know how we used to do it. Slip and Sally. But you can walk in the power now as if you never sinned. Where did you get that from? It was a legal transaction. All of us ain't been right all our life. You look good. You clean up good. But don't make me turn on the video. And I'm going to go rewind. I'm not even going forward. Because I want you to realize you ain't got nobody fooled. You better say the password, Jesus. Am I helping anybody? Because see, if you don't talk about Jesus, you ain't doing nothing. You ain't nothing in your own might. I remember you. You know I know you. I just don't want to look at you like that. I want to see Jesus. Am I helping anybody? So the first thing I need to understand, according to Psalm 19, verse 2, that I've been converted. But not only have I been converted, in my package, this gift, there was a substitution that took place, according to 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 18. See, there was a substitution, meaning there was an exchange. Come on, somebody. He became who I was, and I became who he is. That's what happened when I got the gift. See, I couldn't walk up into glory in my name, talking about my family name. We are the Tedders. Man, don't nobody know no Tedder up here. There's only one name up in here. His name is Jesus. See, if you ain't got that name, you ain't in here. You ain't getting in. La la bocita. So not only did we get converted, not only was there a substitution, but there was a reconciliation. See, watch this, because the wages of sin is death. The Bible says the first Adam always came in. Don't worry, try to explain to me how good you is. I'm talking about you came in the nature of the first Adam. And because that man made all of us sinners, we needed somebody that will invert and substitute and make change what happened with him. So the second Adam, which is Jesus Christ, made up for what the first Adam did. Don't tell me about how good you is, what you smoke, what you don't, what degree you got. What difference do that make? The password is Jesus. Do you got Jesus? See, that's the key that's going to get us. That's how the devil duke us, if you don't know you got Jesus. So not only we had that. Now, I'm telling you, I want to call them off. But you got the converting. You got substitution. You got reconciliation. But you also got a propitiation. See, not only did he come and save me, but he paid for me. See, because you had to pay for the life of sin. What make you think you can keep doing what you're doing and get away with it? Somebody paid for that, Doc. Woman, please don't insult your own intelligence. The grace of God, the gift of God, paid for your past sins and your present sins and your future sins. That's why he said, grow in the grace. Come on, somebody, say his name. Jesus. See, you got to get excited about what happened to you in that gift. Because if you don't really know really what happened, you're struggling to try to prove to him how much you love him. It's not how much you love him. You got to discover how much he loved you and what he already gave you. See, that's what we got to work with, is how much he's already given you. And so the grace comes because of the converting, but it comes because of the substitution. It comes because of the reconciliation. But watch this. But also the propitiation. But then there was a remission. Can I help somebody right here? Because through his name. See, our victory only comes in the name. You can't even go up against the devil without the name. See, you know how we trying to talk about we got power and we spiritual, but you better not run up in there without the name. Because the only thing that defeated the works of the devil, it was the name of Jesus. I'm just trying to tell you that when he gave us Jesus Christ, that gift sustained the whole person of who we are. But see, if you don't understand the legal ramifications, you walk out there, I got Jesus. But then somebody stops you and say, what about Jesus do you have? Can you talk about the propitiation? Can you talk about the reconciliation? Can you talk about the remission of sin? See, if you don't know what happened to you, all you do is try to say, Jesus. Now, that is good enough to help you, but it won't strengthen you. Because the Bible says, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. What is that? That's what he did, but you got to know what he said. So you just can't walk around all day, Jesus, Jesus. You're going to have to somewhere break that down for somebody. And you're going to have to delineate between the different situations that come across your path to say, is this remission or is this perpetuation? Come on, somebody. So not only did he give us that right there, but not only did he leave us with the gift of converting, the substitution, not only the reconciliation, the perpetuation, not only just the remission, but also in the gift was the redemption. I'm talking about the gift that you got. See, that redemption, I mean, watch this. I'm no longer under the curse of the law. See, I've been redeemed from the curse. Now, I still live by the law, but I'm not under the curse of the law. I obey the rules, but I'm not bound by the curse of those who don't. Oh, come on, church. I'm just trying to tell you, it was a legal matter that took place. See, it was a legal attitude that we got to have so that when I run up against my situations and my circumstances, I can come with authority and with boldness because I'm accurate. See, when you go to court, you can't be fumbling. Now, you can tell me and your brother and them a story. You know what I'm talking about. Yeah, this how. But when you walk in that courtroom, come on, doc. They're going to ask you to show me some stuff. Where is it? What document? What is that? So if you're not able to prove what you got, then you're not going to be given credit for what you got, even though you got it. Is it anybody right now walking in defeat, walking in, come on, struggling, walking? Because, see, you can't prove that you got victory in that area. But the moment that you can declare by the authority of God that the word of God is written, then that which is contending with you, we're going to have to submit itself. Because it's a legal matter. It ain't got nothing to do with what family you come from, what your ethnicity, how many cars you drive. My question is, do you know what he said? That's what you got to be able to establish. Glory be to God. Now watch this, not only that, but then you're dealing with the propitiation. This is the imputation of that. This is added righteousness. See, all this is what you got when you got that salvation packet. Oh, glory. Look at Romans chapter 4, verse 8. Let me give you some text. I don't want to keep throwing them at you because I want you to know. You know I know that I want you to know that it's in there. Because I want the devil to know that you're going to go home and study and discover what you got so you can stand boldly in the face and tell him in the name of Jesus. Come on, somebody. You're going to have to be able to say, and it's written. See, don't let stuff move you. I'm not moved by stuff because I'm going to let Jesus know that I'm going to let the devil know I'm talking about Jesus. And I'm not backing down. I'm not turning around. I'm not giving my attention to none. Focus on him. It's all about him. See, the devil want to know. He always try to move you. See, but you're going to have to get to be them saints. And as Paul said, none of these things. I'm determined to talk about nothing but Christ and him crucified. We'll deal with other stuff later. Let's deal with Jesus, the issue now. Come on, somebody, because I'm not giving up the reins. Romans chapter 4, are you in there with me? Look at verse 8. Look at verse 8. Yeah. We can deal with all things. It said, watch this, verse 8. It says, blessed is the man to whom the Lord will not, what? Impute his sins. Meaning, blessed is the man that the Lord will not put on you what you are, what he know you are worthy or what you deemed or what is just. That's a blessed man when you can go in there. Let's go to court. And you walk in there and they had your name on the docket. You came to go in and the prosecuting attorney and your defense ain't there. And the man get up and say, well, Mr. Teddy, we're not going to charge you for that. Go, glory, hallelujah. I don't care what they talking about now. When he said that, he just blessed me. Because I knew I'm scared to go in there. I'm looking for my lawyer. He ain't here. I'm nervous to go in there because I know they ready. The prosecutor walking around like this. And he got all his dockets in his hand. My name is on the court. And I'm trying to figure out what they're going to do to me. And the judge stops the whole matter and say, Mr. Teddy, we want to let you know we're not going to have any charges against you. And we release you. Oh, I don't care whether. That's what happened in the Supreme Court of heaven. When your name came up, the judge of all judges said, oh, glory be to God. We're not going to impute none of this to your charge because of Jesus. We looked on the bottom after we read all that was going on. We seen a big red stamp. It was in red now. And it said, Jesus. That's all. Boy, you better know what I'm talking about up in here. If you ever felt good, if grace came to your house and they didn't charge you for what you know you had coming, and all they said was, Jesus. Oh, that's why we love him. That's why we serve him. That's why we give. That's why, because of Jesus. Mm-hmm. But now, watch this. Not only that, but also we was adopted. Now, it's a difference between adapt and adopt. See, because some of us done adapted to the gospel. It's like the chameleon. Whatever you say, I say. Whatever you do, I do. But see, the adoption was a legal term. That's not even my family. Them not even my, come on somebody. That's not my mom and my daddy, but they gonna take me in. But the legal part of them taking me in, they constituted that I am their son. Yeah. I've been adopted into the family of God. I wasn't in the family before. But through Jesus Christ, I've been made an heir and joint heir with. So God loved me like he loved Jesus. Can you imagine what that is? That's why all that goodness and mercy been walking around you, because you became a son. You're no longer alien. You're no longer foreigner. But you are a son. Tell your neighbor, I'm a son. I'm the son of the Most High. Glory be to God. That's what I got in my package. When I got the gift, I became a son. Now, I just didn't get a toy. I just didn't get a weekend pass. I just didn't get a movie ticket. I got adopted into the King's family. Now I'm a King's kid. Glory, oh, you better shout with me. Glory be to God. I don't even know all my relatives. Hallelujah. I don't even know all the stuff my daddy got, but I'm a son. Woo! That's why sickness and disease, that's why that stuff can't stay on me, because I got a legal right now to get it up off of me. Glory. Leroy, you, see, this is a legal matter. See, you can't even talk like this if you ain't in the family, because you're still under the law, and somebody got to pay for that foolishness you're doing. Oh, glory. I felt that right there. Oh, glory. Because a whole lot of stuff we should have paid for. Y'all act like y'all ain't never done nothing. My God, help us up in here. There's a whole lot of stuff. You better shout with me. It's a whole lot of stuff you didn't have to pay for because of the blood. You wonder how you made it. How did you keep your, how when you, it was the blood of Jesus. You was under the warranty. Even when you was wrong, you still right. I just wait till I get home. My daddy gonna whoop me. But I'm still his child. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Now watch this, watch this. But not only you was adopted, I don't want to mess with it, but there was supplication. See, this is not only what gave me the privilege of being, I had the propitiation. I was also set in agreement with God here. But what does this here supplication mean? According to 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1. Supplication, what was granted to me because of my gift of salvation, I got fellowship with God. I mean, I can talk to God. What was given to me in this salvation package that I'm still discovering the rest of my whole life is what I got is I got access to talk to God. That came in my, I just wasn't talking to God. I didn't have that privilege. I didn't have that access. But when I got saved, me, Shaking Woolly, come on somebody, whoever you were, now I'm talking to God. Don't you know that was a gift? That's a privilege. But even much more, God talks to me. Oh, glory. Glory, glory, glory. But no. That's supplication. Justification is just a sinner. This is what legally made us right with God through faith. I'm just putting this down so we can go to court. See, because there ain't no sense in going up in the courtroom if you ain't got your facts right. Don't stand up in front of them folk and you mumbling and guessing and, come on, doc, did you do your homework? Do you know what's going on? Because them people up in there trying to sink you. They trying to put sickness on you. They trying to steal your money. They trying to destroy your marriage. They trying to hurt your children. Do you legally know what's going on? See, you got to be able to walk in the authority of the power of the word. And let the word of God talk. See, that's why the scripture says you don't need to know what you need to say in that hour. Why? Because if you say what I tell you to say, see, sometimes I got to tell you, shut your mouth. You ever been with somebody and you going in a legal something and they, man, shut up. Just hold that down, doc. Because you've been to mess something up. You don't even know what you're talking about. You ain't done. You just trying to tell them you got some pretty right. Man, you ain't prepared to talk to them folk. Now, we do that outside, that little mumble jumble. But them folk want to hear facts. Woman of God, you just going to preach with me, ain't you? All right. I see you over there. But watch this. Not only justification, but now there's sanctification. See, this is what happened to us when I got saved. I was even also set apart. Yeah. See, I didn't even know that my salvation brought me sanctification, meaning I'm being set apart for his purpose and his use. That's why I'm learning and disciplining and committing myself to the kingdom business so I can be meet for the master's use. I'm not trying to earn favor. I'm not trying to get his approval. I'm already accepted. I'm already the beloved. What I'm trying to do is get prepared for what he wants me to do. See, we got folk with the wrong mo. You thinking all what you're doing going to make you right with him. Now, if you ain't right with him now, you can't get right. The courtroom is over. The deal is sealed. You don't go back and they what they call that is an amendment. He ain't doing no amendments to what he done. Yeah, he ain't going back rewriting nothing. It's over. So what are you trying to work to get? You must not understand or have not read what you already have. Ooh, it's a revelation of a difference. Yeah, yeah, I hear you over there. Oh, she's feeling mighty good right now. That's my help right there. Come on now. Come on back up in here. Glory be to God. So right here, we got sanctification. We're set apart for his use. But not only that, this is glorification. See, this came with that packet. I'm talking about glorification. This is what he says, I'm going to make your whole spirit, soul, and body. That means spiritually, physically, financially, emotionally, and socially. God got me covered. I said I gave you all things that pertain to life and godliness. So in me, you got it. Talking about ain't no area in your life. Now, we're going to surely be dying in this physical body. But I'm talking about glorification in my spirit, man. I can still talk. Even when I'm down, I'm up. Come on, somebody. I'm talking about the power and the gift of God. Do anybody know the gift of God? See, this is why you got to tell the truth, because some people can equate the gift of man with the gift of God. So now you're thinking it's temporal and will pass away, shall break and dissolve. Not the gifts of God. Oh, glory. Are you excited yet? We ain't even went to court. We just in the brief room. I'm briefing you. Come on, somebody. I'm just briefing you. I'm just briefing you on what we're going to discuss when we get in the courtroom.
Yes, sir.
Come on, somebody. But not only glorification, we talking about preservation. This is when God protects you. See, we need the protection of God upon our life. What's preserving you? It ain't because you run around that block and you eating cereal and you eating oatmeal every day. That ain't preserving you. That is helping you. But what's preserving you is the wisdom God gave you to eat that stuff. What's preserving you is the grace of God that's working on you. That's preserving you. What makes you think, have you ever seen anybody that ain't with God, don't know God, and about the same age as you? Some of them don't look like, ain't no preserving agent working. Some of them look like, my God, you got some folk younger than you look like they older than you. You've been like, good God, how old is that girl? She 23. Jesus. Jesus. Because what that is, sin done started eating up on them. Oh, y'all was ugly too before you got here. So don't act like, don't be laughing at that girl. Some of us was looking worse than that. We was beat down. We was wearing out. But God, once we got up under the preserving agent, God started keeping them. Come on, somebody. He started redeeming the time. I know you're beautiful. Woman of God, you know, she said, I ain't going to say I was ugly, but I know you was beautiful. But I'm telling you, that preserving agent is working in you. That's why you're still running. Hallelujah. You ain't nowhere to my, holla. Now it's hallelujah. Holla. Come on. It's the preserving grace of God that's keeping us. Come on, y'all. Can y'all preach with me? Come on, right here, right here. But not only preservation, but then this is origination. Go to Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 5. See, we're talking about this is an original anointing. This ain't something you can duplicate, substitute. Ain't no just add water. This is already bona fide God. This 100%, what is that, AD or DA? You know what that meat, what they call the meat? DA? DA certified. Yeah, 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 yeah. This is 100% DA. Sanctified. FDA or DAA, one of them. It's the AAA. But I'm telling you, we working with what we working with. Jeremiah chapter 1. See, you talking about original. You talking about original. See, God want to pour out his spirit. Once you start knowing what God did, you start executing. That's the reason why. Don't let me go. Don't let me go, Holy Ghost. I still got good time. I'm going to preach all this gospel. I'm going to preach all this gospel. Watch this. Now, this is Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 5. This is an originator, meaning this ain't something you just came up with. This ain't something just happened to you. This ain't something that just you said the right number and you got blessed. The text said that before I formed thee in the belly, I what? And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I what? And I what?
Ordained
you to be a. Now God said before you was even born. Boy, dude, this why you ain't trying to run around and discover, asking, what am I supposed to be? Who am I? That ain't what, you just picking up stuff. You spend your life to discover what is the will, and then you cooperate with that. You don't come up with the will. I will see, but this is how we do. We don't have to come and wrestle against the will of God. What we discover what is, it's like electricity. You don't come in here and put electricity in the building and then plug up your appliance. Now, you come in here and the electricity is already in here. And if it's on, you plug up your appliance and you got operation. See, you got to cooperate with the system. We got folks trying to create the system. That's why we can't get nothing done. Because it's cooperation, not creation. God is the creator. That's why God gave you the integrity of his word, that if God said it, you'll see it. He said that in the beginning, in the first books of Genesis, so that we would know how he would operate, so you can take him at his word. Oh, God. See, God wants us to learn. See, once you begin to cooperate, then God begins to redeem time. Have you ever got, let's look at it pragmatically. Have you ever got out of the wheel and off? Come on now. See, we try to make it so spiritual, but if you really are balanced and understand where you're at, you can really see the will of God. When you got off and stuff got wow, and soon as you got back on, he realigned it. So it wasn't so much that you made nothing happen. The reality is you got in on what was already happened and you cooperated. If you learn to cooperate with the will. Now, that's not to say God won't use you to create nothing, but it will be his will, not yours. That's why Jesus said, Father, not my will, but because I want to cooperate with what you already had planned from the beginning. That's the best epitome of our success, is to cooperate with the will. Because now you're working with a 100% guaranteed problem. It's going to come to pass, not because you did so good. It's because God said it. Now, watch this. Now, go to Numbers chapter 21. I know. We got good time. Numbers chapter 21. This is Christmas, close to Christmas Eve. I can put it on Christmas Eve. Yeah. Watch this, Numbers chapter 21. See, this is when God talked to Moses about the serpent. See, God, and everything God does, he be doing a natural, but he's teaching us spiritually. Yes, and everything that God wants us to learn, he already laid it down before us. See, he ain't coming up with nothing new. If we just be still and let him show us, we will discover what he wants us to know. But a lot of times, we won't spend time with God. We'll run and then tell God, here I am. God, I'm over here. Now, bless this. God said, no, that's what you created. That's not what I created. See, God ain't going to, I mess with you. God ain't going to barack what he didn't borrow. He's not going to bless what he didn't create. See, you got to let wait on the Lord. Let him show you what he wants you to do. Since he even created you. He said, but because before you was in your mother's womb, I knew you. And before you, I formed you and I ordained you to be. Now you got to discover what he ordained me to before you do. Is this helping anybody? Numbers chapter 21 verse 9. He says, and Moses made a serpent of brass and put it upon a pole, and it came to pass that if a serpent had bitten any man, then he beheaded the serpent of brass and lived. Watch this. And he beheld the serpent. Now the scripture says that if thou lift up the son of man, I'll draw all men unto me. This was that example when he was talking about the serpent. If any man that was bitten, if he behold Come on, somebody. Then he will be healed.
See, this is the grace of the prototype of our salvation. If you lift up the Son of Man, then you can be healed. Whosoever can be healed of whatsoever. This, I mean, the Bible is such a fascinating revelation because it's, but you got to believe it's legal. It's not a story like I'm just trying to entertain you. That's why they call it the living will. This is what was left for you. This is legal. If you go into court, if you take a will in the court, I don't care what Uncle Sue said. I mean, Uncle Sue. Uncle Bill. Aunt Sue, come on. I don't care what they said. If you take that document in the courtroom, the court gonna honor what that document said because that's the last will and testament. But that's mine. That was mine. She told me, but she didn't write it in that paper, sir. So we got to honor that testament because that's a legal document. Oh, listen. Let me get you to court. See, because if I don't get you to court, you're gonna keep thinking we just talking. See, because this is a legal right. See, immediately our bodies is under the legal auspices of the authority of the word when you speak the word. Whatever your situation is, if you go find the word, immediately once it's even released out your mouth, the word of God immediately begins to convert your situation because it's a legal act. That's why Jesus, all he said was, it was what? It's written. That's a legal term. He wasn't finna sit there and argue with you by what you think. It's written, Doc. See, we wrestling and some of us have not even took our situation to court. We at home arguing and fighting with each other, but we ain't got legal about it. Oh, God. Come on, stay with me, stay with me, stay with me. See, we ain't got, see, it's illegal. It's illegal for the devil to attack us now. See, back in the Old Testament, legally he could attack them. They just had to believe that their faith would, because Jesus hadn't came. But we under the new covenant, we under a better promise. Jesus done came. So it's an illegal matter to attack us. You know what I'm saying? It's an illegal matter for him to attack your body. Now watch this. We're going to go through things in this body. But what brings us through is when we declare our rights. When we stand and begin to speak by the authority of God, that gives us help that the doctor can't help you with. Because the devil trying to kill you. Whether it's incident, accident, or coincidence. Come on, somebody. But if I begin to talk legal, I got angels in camp round about me. I remember that time I went in there and went under that operation with my shoulder. That man broke out a needle like, I want to say. Now how I'm gonna call him a name. That man broke out a needle. I'm trying to get it out. A needle about that big. And I was sitting there, I said, man, wait. Why you gotta do that? Why ain't you got the little ones? He said, cause we gotta hit. I said, oh God. And I looked around, you know, at that time, wasn't nobody in there. And I'm like, God, all I can holler is, oh God, because I'm already almost gone, but I did see that needle. And I'm like, man, I can't even imagine where it's going to come out at. Look how long it is. So I'm asking God now to do only what God can do. Protect me. Watch over me. Because I'm almost gone. And if I had my strength, you wouldn't have done it. I'm telling you no lie. I'd have told him, not today, Doc. I just can't do it, man. Knock me out first. But you can't stick me with that. Not straight up. Y'all, I know y'all tougher than I am, but I'd have told him. Man, you can't stick not with that one. In my neck, where's it going? My neck ain't that big. Where's that thing going to come out? He talking about he trying to deaden all. I say, brother, please. But it was the grace of God, the angels that was protecting me. That I had insurance. Come on, somebody. I was in right standings with God. And the angels watched over me while they stuck me. I still got an attitude, you can see. But watch this. Yeah, I do. But it's a legal matter. See, the moment we accept Jesus Christ, the enemy can't no longer. That's why this is a no trespass area. The devil can't trespass on us no more. But it's only when I stand up and press charges on him. How many of us done let him do stuff and we watching him do it and we ain't took him to court? I don't like how you, what that got to do with the courtroom? Ain't, cause matter of fact, they're going to tell you, quiet in the courtroom, all that crying and all that. You have to be done some legal exchange. So when we go to court, this is a revelation, amen. By taking your case to the Supreme Court, you take the authority over your situation by speaking the word. Now, when you speak the word, you automatically take that issue to the highest court of our land. That's heaven. I ain't talking about downtown where somebody going to sit there. That man don't even know me. I'm talking about take him to heaven. When you speak the word, that go to heaven. And now heaven is judging that matter. Look at Ephesians chapter 6. My God. See, the supreme judge with all authority declares the verdict, and he delegates his power and authority to enforce it. See, we don't make it happen. We just enforce what the judge declares. Now watch this. This is going to be a nugget for you. See, you don't decree anything. The Bible says what a king decree. It says you declare what he decreed. See, that's what speaking the word means. I declare what the king decreed. I can't make no decrees. I'm not a king. It had to already be written. But if it's written, I can speak with boldness. But I can't make nothing happen, not like that. I'm not a king. The king reserved the right. The court downtown reserved the right to make laws. You don't make laws just because they did me like this. I'm changing the law. No, you're going to go to jail. It had to already be written, and you got to enforce it. Are you in Ephesians chapter 2? The Bible says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood. I'm sorry, 6 and 12. I just told y'all what? Ephesians? I told you 6. Well, good, good. You're in the right place. Keep moving. Turn right and keep straight. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12. Now watch this. Because he said, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, against rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. See, our healing is not a physical matter. It's a legal matter. Your finances ain't a financial matter. It's a legal matter. See, I got to legally set my house in order first before I can experience it. Because on what premise are you operating from? So let's look at this. See, since this is a legal matter, there's a real victim, there's a real perpetrator, and there's a real, come on somebody, there's a real crime that's being committed. There's a real crime. See, it's a crime to come against your life. It is. This is a legal situation. I mean, how many of us have you really been legally communicating about your life? I'm talking about from the spirit perspective. See, you got to legally, contend for your stuff. Not just, I want to change. That's not going to stop nobody. I don't want you to steal my stuff. Man, they're going to steal your stuff. Come on. So we got some victims, amen. Saints is the victims. We got to defend it. Satan, he's the one that's coming against you. So you got to know this. This ain't just happening, y'all. See, one of the books, have you ever read Screwtape Letter? Anybody? That's an awesome book. You need to get that just for general reading. It's like from the devil's point of view. But it tells you so many of the schemes of how the enemy tricked the saints. I mean, I love that. What is his name? Lewis? C.S. Lewis wrote it. Now, a very, prolific Christian writer. Amen. He writes both sides, but he's a man of God. This doctor really, God graced him to make real plain insight on how we go through battle. Because we, for some reason, we're just not really, as saved as we are, we're not astute as we ought to be. Come on. I mean, when it comes to the word of God and principles of things that, now we know about stuff in the court. We know about stuff on our job. We know about, but when it comes to that Bible, we just talking about Jesus. But that ain't enough when you're in a battle. You got to get legal. I just can't walk in the courtroom or in the title place and just buy a house. They're supposed to, I mean, what is you talking about, sir? Do you got any paper? They can take me through all these. I got to be able to walk them steps. You got to walk the steps to get your stuff back. You just can't say, Jesus. We got to become informed and educated on what Jesus did. And the more you know, the more authority you got. So we got, amen, we got victims, we got saints, we got our defense attorney. I don't want to mess with all this text, amen, because I told you today I could have had two messages. But let's look at this from this angle. The defendant. The defendant is one who is accused of committing a crime. So in the case the defendant is trying to explain, amen, that he ain't done nothing. He ain't wrong. And see, unless you can prove that he's wrong, he's right. Now, you know he wrong. I ain't supposed to be sick. I ain't supposed to be broke. I ain't supposed to lose. But he right if you can't prove he wrong. That's why we got saints wrestling and discouraged and depressed and nervous, because they can't prove he wrong. It ain't that we ain't blessed. We just can't prove we blessed. Then you got your prosecuting attorney, your servant Jesus, he's standing there with the Holy Ghost. But we need some material witnesses. Come on, somebody. He needs some material and he needs some witnesses. What's the material? What you standing on? What words you got to say you blessed? That's your stuff. You just can't go in there. That's mine, Judge. Well, sir, can you prove you got any receipts? You got any witnesses? Did anybody ever see you with it? Nah, but it's mine. Well, sir, the man said that he had it. He got pictures. He got them little imps. They walking around showing that he was using it for the last 3 months. He got proof you sick, you laying up in there. He got pictures of you laying up there. He's entitled to that sickness. He got proof you got put out. You ain't got enough money. He's entitled. He got proof. But when you got legal, I don't care even if you on the deathbed. If you can get a word in your mouth, right then the transaction be turned legal. And then now it goes to a different courtroom and your chances of getting up is greater. Oh, don't tell. I was down and out. Don't tell me this don't work. I was down and out. And I began to talk about Jesus. And my whole life changed. I didn't even know it worked like that. I'd have accepted Jesus a long time ago if I knew the legal ramifications. They just talking about you're going to be better. Man, I'm trying to get better right now. Leave me alone. I'm trying to come up right now. But I didn't know it was a legal matter. You ain't going to come up until you get right with God. But now watch this. You got your defense attorney. You got the prosecuting attorney. Now, you know one thing about the prosecuting attorney. Let me get to this right here. The prosecuting attorney got a hard job because it's hard to help people that ain't prepared to get help. Now, if you came and you gave me some stuff to work with, you got witnesses. Take me to the text where you have seen even somebody else got healed. Show me some pictures. Get somebody that got a testimony. On January the 16th, the Spirit of the Lord touched my body and I'm healed, Judge. Do you got any? You came in here with nothing, but I'm just tired. I'm hurt. I'm sick of this. But that's not enough to go to court with. Are y'all getting this? That's not enough to go to court with. You ain't going to get this change until you get legal on this matter. Where's your proof that anybody ever got healed? Go get one of the saints and bring them to court with you. Let them testify. If they can't find their records, at least go and tell the judge. It happened to me. You're giving the people something to work with. Go get somebody else that God restored their finances. Restore their body. Restore their marriage. Go get somebody. I just need a witness. Just give me somebody else. And this ain't no self-help. This is a legal matter. Even if you can help yourself, you still wrong because it ain't legal yet. Oh. As I'm helping anybody. Go to John chapter 4, verse 50. See, you got to get some witnesses. The prosecuting attorney needs some help. I got your back. I'm here fighting for you. But do you got anything that I can work with? I can get it done. I just want to know, do you got anything I can work with? I need some legal document. I need a witness. I need a receipt. Get me a picture. Get me something that I can go in that courtroom beside judge. She deserves it. The devil ain't getting your stuff back, talking about you deserve it. But now the moment you get some witnesses, oh, glory. He got to get it back. He got to get it back. He been holding, really, I was watching this movie. I was watching CNN, and it wasn't a movie. It was CNN. It was a documentary on art, and they was talking about the art that was over in a foreign country, and this one family who actually originally drew art, one of their family members, a niece or whatever, she was still living. And so the whole thing was the country had took the art and set it in their the museum, and it became their art. But what the real thing was, it was the woman's art by virtue of her uncle left it to her in his will. But her aunt said, give it to the country and let them. But the uncle, he outlived the aunt, and he reversed the will before he died. So now the country don't want to give it up because it's worth it. They auctioned it for $140-something million. So you know they wasn't trying to give up that art. So what the woman was 89 years old. Now the lawyer had a problem because they kept stretching it out. And they was hoping she died. Because if she died, there's nobody to contest. And it automatically stays in the country. But the grace, she was sitting up there. Like, I mean, that woman looked like she was about 52 years old. She was 89, finna be 90. But I was just thinking, why would they not? And I'm like, God, look at you. You're so good. He preserved that woman. He preserved that woman. And the prosecuting attorney, he kept, because they kept, you know, it turned into, and you're talking about a country, so, you know, they made it a financial matter. She ain't had the money. And what happened, somebody heard her case. Because what happened, the Nazis had took, and I want to go, but they had took and stole other people's art. And this was somebody who was a family member of somebody else who got big money, and they couldn't redeem their art, but they didn't want it to happen to this woman, so they fronted her the money. What? Don't tell me God won't get you out. This woman, 89 years old, she ain't going nowhere. She drinking. I said, that woman, look here. God graced her. She's still living. She ain't doing nothing special. Ain't running around the block. She just sitting up eating every day. And her whole endeavor was to live. And the moment she won the art, 2 months later, she had it in the auction. She said, it wasn't about me. Like, it was my art. I need that money. I ain't talking about them pictures. She sold them things. Now her and her family and her kids, she was in one house when you saw her the next time. She's sitting up in like one of them big old kings. Same old lady. Drink, I said, God, you're so good. But what that story depicts to me that I don't care what situation you in, God is able to deliver you and to come on somebody. But you got to get in a place where you're going to cooperate with God. And you see, it wasn't that it was her family. She had the documents. She had the paper. But legally, they had to go to court. Because that country wasn't hearing that woman. She got the papers. My uncle, they wasn't hearing that. Until you get a court, and you don't just go sue no country. But that lawyer took it on. Everybody laughed at him, and you know he got a nice little chunk for that too. Of 141, 40-something million. Lawyer business probably over with now. You know what I'm saying? But I'm just saying, whatever it is, saint, whatever you're going through, God has already made provisions for us. You just got to get back up under the authority of the word of God. And you got to legally speak what God said. And I'm telling you, God can change any situation. My question is, have you taken it to court? Have you took that situation to court? It's illegal for the devil to take your stuff. It's illegal for him to mess with you. your family, your finances, your future, your ministry. It's illegal. You just got to get on legal grounds with dealing with it. You can't just be walking around murmuring, complaining, crying and whining, fussing and fighting with everybody. When you going to get legal and prosecute that situation? Take it to the Supreme Court. I'm going to God with this. And on the authority of the word of God is written. And now I release the angels of God. I release the angels of God. I'm talking about even tonight, whatever's in your body, whatever's going on in your life. See, this is a healing time. All you got to do, once the word of God is released, wherever the presence and the prophecy of God, the presence of God is available, miracles, signs, and wonders follow. You just got to believe it. You got to believe it. No, don't patty cake. Give the Lord a hand of praise. You can. See, we can't be tired and worn out. This your life. This your stuff. And I'm not just going, well, it's going to change. It ain't going to change. That's been 5 years, 7 years, and it ain't changed. You got to get legal and do something about it to make it change.